It's All Things Considered, and I'm Dave Lawrence. Today we're getting an advanced preview of another new interview in our series with artists sharing remotely how they've been touched by the pandemic and other crises. Hear everything we've aired so far at hawaiipublicradio.org. Guitarist Joe Satriani has made a name for himself since the 1980s and done so largely through albums and tours. Quarantining at his home in San Francisco, he spoke with us and even played some guitar in an hour-long interview performance session. Among many things we discussed, Joe gave us some insight into making the decision to release his latest album, Shapeshifting, amidst the rapidly shifting circumstances of the pandemic.
So while we had all that stuff in the can, we had to forget about the music for a bit. Luckily, my friends at Sony Legacy felt the same way I did, which was, you know, we've got all this music and we shouldn't delay releasing it just because it's less advantageous for us from a business point of view. You know, it's always good to release music and then show up in person. So that's always great. It's never a guarantee. Nobody knows how to make a record a hit. But one thing you can figure out is that I'm a musician. My job is to make music and people out there need music. So why hold it back? So we just thought, okay, this will be different. The company and myself had never tried to release an album in the middle of a pandemic, but we thought, why don't we do it? It's perfect to escape the reality of this horrible tragedy that we're fighting against. So this is one of those moments where you really understand what your job is, and mine is to make music for people. So that's what I'm doing. So I'm sticking to it. That's what I've been doing all the months that I've been at home, and that's what I've been doing this morning. And I'll probably do some on the air with you.
And while Joe certainly did share his talents with us, playing a song for HPR there in his home studio, which you'll hear during our upcoming feature, he also shared how it was a visit to a store in his neighborhood as the pandemic crisis began that led to a crushing effect on the world tour that he had planned.
Nobody had masks and nobody knew what was really happening. And the customers were clearing out the shelves. That people would do that. They'd forget about their neighbor. And they just grab all the toilet paper or the soup or whatever. It was just, you know, people started to act weird. And so within 24 hours, I called my managers and I said, you know what, this is happening. Let's not even think for 1 second about business. Let's just think about our families and the band members' families. Everybody has kids. They have parents. Rock and roll is not more important than that. So call everybody and tell them we're not coming. And of course, for me to do that is such a, I mean, that is a big freaking deal. I don't want to swear on your radio show, but that was like, I mean, I was shaking when I realized I had to say this, but I said, I know this is weird, but I swear, I think this is a once in a lifetime thing and we have to stop this from happening. We got a lot of pushback from around the world because we had to call all these promoters who I've been friends with for 3 decades. They've been booking me since the 80s. And I had to say, you know, this is happening. And, you know, some people knew it was happening and they were ready. And others, they got so much pushback from their governments, like my promoter in France. We weren't allowed to say anything about the French dates until the very end, because if the government doesn't say it's a force majeure, this is a big issue and everyone has to be forgiven of contracts, the promoters were going to get charged for renting the theaters and the venues and every venue that we were going to play in. And it would put them out of business for life. They'd lose their entire life savings just having to pay these fines for canceling. So it was complicated. It was very complicated. But I was relieved, to tell you the truth, because I thought, you know, it's scary enough to go out on tour. You can lose a fortune in a week.
Sure.
You know, a week of bad ticket sales is devastating. It takes us maybe 6 weeks of touring just to pay off the costs of getting the tour started, especially if we're going overseas, you know. And so it's a tough business deal anyway, in the best of times. But I was relieved in a way because I thought, okay, at least I'm not going to make the people I love sick.
It's guitarist and songwriter Joe Satriani in an interview preview of our upcoming feature, where we'll hear much more about how the pandemic and other crises like the Black Lives Matter movement have touched him. He'll also play some guitar for us. Listen for it in the coming weeks here on All Things Considered, and find this and all the interviews in our series with artists sharing their experiences during the crises at hawaiipublicradio.org. I'm Dave Lawrence.